This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and reduce your risks. Let me give you some contact information. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. If you want to schedule a 5, 10, 15-minute complimentary consultation or come in to our office, you can call that number. If you didn't get a chance to write it down, I'll repeat it several times throughout the show. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmony Heights, Pennsylvania, a development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees between my daughter and myself collectively for over 70 years. That's 70 years. Our email is leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. And you want to check that out, folks. I say this every week, there's lots of information. You could literally spend hours. And the information doesn't cost you anything to peruse. A lot of educational videos. There's one on demand seminars. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about Social Security here in a minute. When is the best age to take Social Security? People ask that all the time. My daughter, she'll probably, after the first year, join us back on the radio show. As you know, she adopted a baby back in July. She has a 12-year-old, and she now has a almost 5 months old baby. Yeah, 5 months and a couple days now. So, but anyway, she's back in the office at least a couple days a week. But if you like to go to that website again, what's the name of that website? Leave, L-E-A-V-E, like in victory, letter A, legacy.com. And we have some on-demand seminars. In fact, I'm going to be adding probably 10 more here very shortly. But one is on Social Security. She used to work for the Social Security office over 20 years ago. So we have one on Social Security. We have one on, are you ready to retire? One is on how to have a guaranteed income. Paycheck for life. As I've said this many, many times. Besides Social Security, unless you're extremely wealthy, and even people who are wealthy, it's kind of nice to have, besides the Social Security, have another stream of income. No matter what happens, you got a predictable income. And we'll talk about colors of money in a minute. So we have one on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retire? One is called guaranteed income. I call it paycheck for life, but guaranteed income. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. One is on women and wealth. And one is on how to have a tax-free retirement. If you're a business person, how would you like to have a tax-free retirement and have the government pay for it? Well, if you'd like to know more about that, again, give us a call, and we'll set up a phone call. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So we're going to talk about what's the best age to take Social Security. Before we do that, let me tell you what we do. We show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. In fact, my daughter, before she got in this business 21 years, she's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. She was director of a nursing home for a mission. She also worked for the Mercer County Area on Aging as a social worker. She also worked in Washington, D.C. in Census Bureau, not doing census, but these long-term care project surveys. So we have a lot of experience in that area, and we work with elder laws attorneys. It specializes in that. So it's better to do on a pre-crisis basis where you take a lazy asset, say like a checking account, money market, savings account, and you can do double or triple duty. That's a good way of doing pre-crisis without spending money for long-term care insurance. But guess what? If you can't do pre-crisis, you're in a situation, you need help now, we can do what we call crisis basis. We might not be able to protect all the assets, but we can protect a good portion of it. But you got to be working with an elder law attorney who knows what they're doing and someone who specializes in that arena like my daughter and myself. That's the one thing, if you haven't planned for it, could really wipe out your entire nest egg. Then I also mentioned, what else do we do? We do estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys. We don't. We work with attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. We're a legal assistance, but they draw up the documents. And then what else do we do? Well, taxes. Taxes is a big item. If I ask, especially business people, what is your biggest expense? Some people will say a mortgage, but if it's paid off, they'll say, they may say their car pay. Who knows what they'll say, but their biggest expense, if you really want to be honest, not for everybody, there's some people don't pay any taxes, but for a lot of people, it's taxes. And one of the things we do after the first meeting, you may want to give us a call, set up that 5, 10, or 15-minute call, or come in person, but on the, either coming in person or via Zoom or some type of meeting on the phone, we have a discovery call. Then the next meeting we call the retirement roadmap. We want to see the road that you're on. Do you have enough money to last? And then usually the third meeting we're talking about solutions to try to help you fulfill your objectives, not ours. But we want to see if you're going to have enough money to last you and your spouse's lifetime. So taxes is a big one. In brokers and insurance, 99% of them, unless they have a tax practice, aren't allowed to give tax advice. Well, guess what? We can. We've been doing taxes for years. So not only tax preparation, but we do tax planning. So I mentioned that website, leaveagelegacy.com. We have another website called innovationtaxservice.com and then elitetaxreduction.com. Now, elitetaxreduction.com is mostly meant for businesses, but boy, I belong to some organizations in the country, folks. I mean, we're talking, these people can handle anywhere, $1 billion on down, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million, whatever the amount is. So check that website at elitetaxreduction.com, especially if you're a business person, if you're a CPA. We work along. We don't replace your existing CPA. We work alongside the CPA. In fact, we lift up the CPA. We help them. But the ultimate goal is we want to help their client, or if it's you individual, we want to help you reduce taxes legally. Two things we don't do here at Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisor Group. We don't do Ponzi schemes. So if you're looking for a Ponzi scheme, you're on your own. And we don't do Willie Nelson strategies because I can't sing. So we do every way we can think of this legally, how to reduce your taxes. Some people, if you're not making very much money, there's not a lot we can do. But every situation is different. So we do tax preparation, tax planning. We show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness, Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis, crisis basis, estate planning, and retirement planning. And when it comes to investments or savings, I can't say we have everything, but you name it, we probably have it. And the yellow money, as we call like a traffic light, is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend you should have anywhere from 3 months to a year. Red money is risk money, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. We have a division of our company that handles that, gold, silver, etc. That's risk money. And then green money is CDs, long-term savings. Oh, and by the way, folks, if you got money, holding money in the bank that's hardly paying anything, oh, we got some strategies that'll knock your socks off. on the Green Money strategies. So give us a call. Our toll-free number, 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. Set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call, or maybe you'd like to come in person. Well, we're going to talk about, but I only probably have about a minute, what is the best age to take Social Security? Well, I could answer that in a nutshell, but I'm going to get in a lot more detail in the next segment. Give me your date of death. If I know your date of death, I can tell you exactly when you should take Social Security. And by the way, once you start collecting it, that is a Ponzi scheme, but it's a good gig. The checks come in like clockwork. They usually come in on the first, second, third, or fourth Wednesdays of every single month. So when you come back, why is this the first question to learn? The question gives you access to 74 million baby boomers between 1946 and 1964 and 66 million Generation Xers born between 65 and 80. That means 140 million Americans turn 65 by 2045. They are all trying to develop strategies for this. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is the best age to take your Social Security. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So we were just beginning to talk about what is the best age to take your Social Security. As I mentioned, if I know your date of death, I can tell you exactly when to take it. But if you want to learn a lot about Social Security, go to our website, leavealegacy.com. We have some on-demand seminars. One is on Social Security at leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com, where you can get this book called Get What's Yours by Professor Lawrence Klickoff. He's considered one of the foremost experts on Social Security in the country. He has a column for Forbes magazine called Ask Larry, and a website called MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. So if you didn't get a chance to write that down, just give us a call, toll-free at 800-264-4963, and we'll get that information to you. So again, what is the best age for Social Security? Did you know that many studies show that over 90% of Americans take Social Security to their detriment rather than their benefit? If I could ask you a series of questions that would help you clarify how to maximize rather than minimize this important benefit, wouldn't that be worth 45 minutes of your time? There's no cost or obligation for this, and I won't even try to sell you anything. In fact, I think you'll be so pleased with the information, and like I said, I have a daughter who's an expert in that area, that you will walk away and I'll probably hold the door open for you with no cost or obligation. This information should, I would think, 45 minutes of your time. 45 minutes. You can answer a Social Security question as needed. Most Americans take Social Security. What ages do you think they take it at? Between ages 62 and 65. Now, me, I didn't take mine till 70. But that doesn't mean that what's right for me is right for you. My brother took his at 62. But the demographic and longevity information does not support that decision. A man who makes it to 65 What do you think the life expectancy is? 86. A woman who makes it to 65 has a life expectancy to 89. For a married couple who makes it to 65, there's a 50% chance that one of them will live to age 95. The break-even age, people always want to know what the break-even age, whether you take Social Security benefits at 62 or age 70, is approximately 80. I've seen some 77, 78. So most Americans, not all, but most Americans are missing out on many years of much higher income and also missing out on a way to provide surviving spouse. This is important. One reason I did it with a much higher income after the first spouse dies. So if you want to know more information, have an illustration done, and there's some quite a bit of strategies to go with that, is it worth 45 minutes of your time? If it is, give us a call, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Now, I'll have people say to me, when I get that age, I won't be able to use it. Well, for some people, that may be the case, but for many of them, that is not the case. If you defer to age 70, how will I provide income to then? Well, one of the things I mentioned several times is a program called Start at 62, then Stop at 66, 66 and 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, 67, and then delay it. All right, start, stop, you stop it then, and then you start again at 70. Well, you need a vehicle or strategy, a bucket that will produce that income while you're letting it grow at 8% simple. We have that strategy. Most people don't have the software or the know-how and what I'm even talking about. So again, if you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call toll-free, 800-264-4963. Now, let me ask you another question. Is my Social Security inheritable? Yes, you heard me right. Is it inheritable? If not, is it possible to make some of your Social Security inheritable? The question seems a contradiction, right? It is. There are no absolutes in insurance and financial advice. You have to tailor the needs of the poor we're working to. So let me ask you a question. Would you want to ask a single person that you might advise to defer to age 70 and marry couples who have enough income if they don't take their Social Security? Now, here's a conversation that may go like this. What happens if you reach age 70, get one Social Security check, and then die? Haven't you lost all your Social Security? This works really especially good with single retirees, but also be an interesting question for married couples where they have plenty of non-Social Security money. Here's an example. We had a female client with a pension and inherited income from her mother. Had more than enough income to live comfortably. We previously advised her to defer her Social Security to age 70 so she could what? Maximize the benefit. Then approximately around 65th birthday, while doing her annual review, we mentioned that wasn't sure. One piece of advice gave her might need to be addressed again. She asked, what was it? I asked her if any of her Social Security was inheritable. I explained that reason and was asking was if she got to age 70 and received one check and then died, would anyone receive the rest of her Social Security? She asked, Social Security? I asked, do you have a website? Yeah, here's the website, ssa.gov. We checked it out and found that only $255, that's right, was inheritable. I then asked her the question, if we could take some of your Social Security inheritable so it could benefit you late in life and help your family after you were gone, would you be interested in finding out how to do that? The answer was, of course, she definitely was. Her Social Security at 65 was $2,400 a month. We used $400 a month. Now, she made pretty good income, by the way, to get that. We used $400 per month to pay the additional income taxes. We use the other $2,000 per month to do what? Buy a $24,000 per cash value life insurance, investment grade. I explained to her that if she lived for 10 years, she would have $240,000 of cash value and $425,000 of face amount. She asked right away, but doesn't it take like I made anything over those 10 years? I replied, I know it looks that way, but I can ask you a few more questions. Did you turn $240,000 forever tax money into $240,000 of never tax money that you could use any way you choose for the rest of your life? If you die tomorrow, you didn't make $425,000 of Social Security inheritable. Won't we be able to use this money to pay for long-term care if you ever need it? That's one of the strategies I talk about. We show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness, both pre-crisis and a crisis basis. Then we figure out a way to make Social Security pay for this rather than coming out of your already existing money. What do you think the value of this is? Well, she definitely wanted to go forward. Now, I know it's confusing because you can see the numbers, but is it worth it? Is it worth it for 45 minutes of your time to learn about these strategies, especially with someone who used to work at the Social Security office? If you'd like to learn more, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call. Set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come into our office, a complimentary consultation, toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you didn't get a chance to write that down, just Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. And it'll take you to our website called leavealegacy.com, which has all our contact information, and check out some of those on-demand seminars. If you'd like to get two books, we mentioned last week, my daughter and I co-authored with Jack Canfield and some other business professionals called Pillars of Success. It's hardback. You can hear it. And you get this book by Matt Segula called Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. If you're not an advisor, we will ship these out to you. We even pay the shipping on it. So again, the toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write down our phone number, I'll give it to you again, then I'll repeat it a few more times before the end of the show. If you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call or come in to our office for a complimentary consultation, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. It's L-E-A-V, like in victory, E, the letter A, legacy.com, leavealegacy.com. And folks, you're missing out. If you don't go, there's a lot of free educational information on the demand seminars that you can watch at your leisure, all kind of videos, free reports, just a pile of information. So in this segment, what we're going to talk about is the economy and where is it going. Well, I haven't talked for in depth, at least for a while, Harry Dent. And here's the title. It's December 2020. 2020. He said, global outlook on the precipice of the crash of a lifetime. You hear that? Crash of a lifetime. Many bottoms still projected by the end of 2022. Now, as you mentioned, as I mentioned before in past shows, I've given you some negative. I've also given you positive, like Jeremy Siegel and some other ones that says just the opposite. So the question is, no one has a crystal ball. Who's right and who's wrong? Now, of course, if you're a stock picker, and of course, part of our company, we do have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. But the question is, if you're near retirement or in retirement, it's a very simple question. It doesn't matter who's right or wrong. How much can you afford to lose? And is it worth it to try to squeeze an extra 1, 2, 3, 4% on your money that you've worked for, that you could possibly lose a certain percentage of it, that you worked for, not hour by hour, not 50 years, but hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. There are strategies where you can have your money linked to those indices. And the downside is you have no downside as far as market risk is concerned. The negative is you don't get all the upside. Now, we don't have opposed to one or the other. We talk about, as I mentioned in the first segment, yellow, green, and red money. Red money is risk money. You name the investment or savings, we probably have it. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. Gold, commodities, you know, whatever. And every strategy has pros and cons. But what you should have is a written plan. You have a written plan that your advisor has given you that you can take out every month, that you, no matter what happens to the market, that you'll get a predictable income besides your Social Security. You have that written plan. Has he or she given that plan to you? If not, you might want to get a second opinion, and that's why you can call us. I'll give that number a little bit later. So here's what he had to say. I'm going to read some things to you. Stocks are looking at making a slight new highs as we move into early December. Well, that's already true. Now, I printed this out a couple weeks ago. One of his research people, I won't give you the report, but it's possible we could have a correction in the Electoral College vote. You hear that? Around December 14th. And again, it might be after that. The dead mark day is really January 20th, the drop dead day. But the 14th is where the electors meet, so that's definitely true. So he said about December 14th, then a final peak in late December. But I don't see this rally lasting much longer as the mighty 90-year cycle is in play into at least 2022. Now, I have another gentleman who I mentioned that he says the Dow is going to drop about 22,000 points. Do a little math, it's about 75%. And I have been pointing to the S&P 500 megaphone pattern, he says, since September 2018 as the key chart to watch. It is testing its final E wave up and keeps testing that top trend line. That's what this other guy's talking about. I am projecting a 42% plus drop, say he's a little less, to 2,100 from as high as 3750. Now he's using the S&P benchmark by early April or so. This other guy that I get, he's thinking it's getting close. But again, we don't know who's right or who's wrong on these. And this is why this other strategy, if you were into this, you should hope a tank, because then next year you could reset it, and instead of getting back all that money that you lost because you wouldn't have lost anything, you reset at the lower mark. So if it drops, say, to 2,100, instead of going all the way back up to the 3,700, which he's talking about the high, if it goes up even 10%, you would capture those gains from that point. So it's a different type of strategy altogether. But if you want to learn more about that, you have to come in. Could this finally be it, he says. This bubble has outlasted all others in stocks for going on 9 years. By most conservative measure since the first correction bottom in late 2011. Only a Japanese stock market has been made even to 6 years. the two big U.S. ones in 1925 to 1929 and 1995 to 2000 were more typical, and both were closer to 5 years. Harry Dent goes on to say the shortest and sharpest was the Shanghai composite bubble, up to six times in just 2 years. And he says, as we know, the unique case, the greatest, most globally coordinated stimulus program in history from the late 2008, which is correct, the height of the great financial crisis, GFC calls it, until now, he calls unlimited QE, quantitative easing. He said, it's hard to imagine that central banks would even say such a thing. He said, this is the first time we've seen large-scale printing of money to go directly into buying financial assets, and it's created a much larger financial bubble than normal, building onto the unprecedented debt bubble. So what say you? All such bubbles in history crashed badly, he said, Harry Dent says, with no exceptions. And this one is the greatest by far, he says. It's the most global in spans of all the financial asset sectors, stocks, real estate, bonds, gold, and new one, cryptocurrencies. So what plan do you have in place, by the way? Do you have all your money in the red money, the risk money, or do you have it diversified? The most unique aspect of this bubble is that it comes in the most powerful 90-year great bubble, the great reset cycle, and on the 250-year revolution cycle, he said, which includes the American Revolution and the Protestant Reformation in Europe before that. And it comes right back during the fourth turning generation cycle that comes about every 80 years, he says, outlined by William Strauss and Neil Howe. Their research closely parallels political and socially, is my economic and financial generation research. He says, no wonder it's taking so long for such a grand historical bubble to build and then burst. Two giant 80-year and 90-year cycles and converging. So let me ask you a question. If you have all your money in the market, if we have another bear where it pulls back and you're required to take money out of it, are you inclined to take money out of a falling knife? Or beside your Social Security, you have another plan or part of your money that will pay you a paycheck for life that you can ride this out. Of course, it'd be better to be in cash if that were the case. But every situation is different. In our managed side, we do more tactical than strategic. So if you'd like to learn more about it or come in, give us a call. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. There's many pages of this report. If you'd like to get a copy, it's from Harry Dent. I'll be glad to give it to you. So call me. It's called the HS Dent Forecast. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And when we come back, we're going to talk politics, but I'm going to give you some websites, folks, that you're going to want to jot down. So get a pencil. It's about the election, about fraud, and where you can get the evidence. Not get over it. Get the evidence. Let me see. If someone killed your family, I don't want to be this hard, or robbed you, or stole things, are you going to just let it go if you know who the perpetrators are? You know, our country was founded on laws. If we let the Bidens get in there with the Chinese, it's compromised, folks. We don't really have a nation. Now, I know God's in control. That's a given. He will get his plan will be done. But remember Sodom and Gomorrah, they didn't have to go that route. But God used that. And we're on a slippery slope. So you want to pay attention. I've got some information. Share this with others. Call your legislators and so forth, because demarcation is coming up fairly soon. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to important messages.
Hello. At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So we're going to talk a little bit about politics. The first website I want to give you is called hereistheevidence.com. Here, H-E-R-E-I-S, the T-H-E, evidence, E-V-I-D-E-N-C-E.com. 1,218,281 ballots touched by anomalies, 923 fact witnesses, 31 court blocks of evidentiary hearing. So if you scroll down, it's got each state that's in question versus like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, nationwide, and it's got source. So let me just go through. 143,835 votes in Georgia were in violation of state laws. Source, click on it. 42,248 votes, voters voted twice. Nevada, the other one was Georgia's. Source, expert witness, you go through it. 2,689 fraudulent addresses used in Georgia's and Pennsylvania. And then you go to the source material. Anyway, it's got piles and piles and piles of information. What's that website again? Hereistheevidence.com. Hereistheevidence.com. If you didn't get a chance or didn't have a pen, just give our office a call, 800-264-4963, and we'll give it out to you. Here's another one. It's called everylegalvote.com. Everylegalvote.com. Now they go through, and again, it's positive information, the top 10 proofs of fraud. Fraud is real. Fraud happens every day in elections. And I've talked before, I went through, even the previous elections had fraud. But the mail-in ballots is just like shot to the moon. So fraud is real. Fraud happens every day. In elections, fraud is a common issue. Regardless of what Twitter and Facebook say, fraud has happened in many elections in the U.S. Here are some of the top ways that fraud can happen in election. I told you I had those sites before. So stopping the count, mail-in ballots, no witnesses, too many voters, changing the vote, imbalanced votes, dead people voting, ballot mishandling, statistical analysis, media fraud. And you can go there and get the facts, folks. Go there yourself. I don't want to read it to you. You go read it and decide for yourself. It's overwhelming. You know, there's many people who have gone to prison for murder with a little crumb. Little crumb, folks, of evidence. We don't have a country unless we do something about this. We really do not have a country. So what's that other website called? Everylegalvote.com. Everylegalvote.com. Switch gears. Now, I'm praying that Joey Biden doesn't get in. But if he does, folks, for some reason, again, guards in charge of it, I know that's not the ideal because of what he stands for, but he's used evil people because his plan will work out. But You don't have to be a doctor to know this. A person by the name of Dr. Ronnie Jackson. You know who he is? Ronnie Jackson. He was George Bush's doctor in the White House. He was Obama's doctor in Donald Trump. He resigned just recently. Former White House physician Dr. Ronnie Jackson has issued a dire prediction about the health of the presumptive potential president-elect Joe Biden and likely instigation of Biden's running mate, Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California. I call her Madam. Can you imagine people allowing Madam Kamala Harris? Now, for those who have been listening, you know I played a few times throughout the year a video of her advocating prostitution. She called it sexual work. I've always been for that. She's more liberal than Bernie Sanders. She's a Marxist, a communist is what she is. And then you got Creepy Joey. And, of course, I think you know about his perverted information. But can you imagine them getting into the White House? I think it'll be short-lived. He says that he might make it a year. My brother thinks 3 months. If he does get there, I'm not believing he's even getting there, but if he does, maybe 6 months, because they've already got the 24th or the 25th Amendment. Nancy's already got it in. She says she got it, not for Donald. She didn't say why. He'll be out of there. But just pray that he doesn't get in the office. So what else? More corruption. If you watch the former security individual, Rick Geiner, and talking about Chinese governors, mayors, and so forth, especially during the COVID. Now, I don't know this for a fact. There's rumors that Gavin Newsom, the rhino in Georgia, Kemp, he's a Republican, but he's a rhino. Cuomo, maybe, alleged, they're on the take. I don't know. This information came from Lynn Woods. We'll have to see. But here came out recently, December 9th, report millions in COVID-19 relief loans went to companies partially owned by California Democratic Governor Newsom. According to a television station in the Bay Area, several companies partially owned by California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom collectively received nearly $3 million in PPP program, it's a Paycheck Protection Program, intended to keep employees on the payroll during the COVID-19 recession. KGO News Investigative Unit, the ABC 7-1 team, reports it's discovered discrepancies that appear to raise questions about how much relief went to business under the umbrella Plumpjack Group. See, politicians weren't supposed to be getting any of this money. Anyway, you can search it out yourself and check that out. And then the good news, you probably saw, there's 18 states have signed on, Texas being the first one, and they're going to be, hopefully that case will be going to the Supreme Court. And I hope that the Supreme Court justices, of course, we know at least three and possibly four were John Roberts, because the last 10 times he's voted up with the liberals, that they hear the case and they see and they acted upon and look at the evidence and said, you know what, these certain states, we can't go ahead with the election. We have to do something about that and give it back to the electorals to make the decision. Because Electoral College, they have 50 votes, and I believe 26 are Republicans, 23 are Democrats, and one are independent. And that's the way it should be done. So I'm believing January 20th, Donald J. Trump is going to be sworn in. If he doesn't, folks, we're on a slippery slope. Our second best shot, then, if that isn't to be, even though I think the state of Georgia is corrupt and they are probably going to do the same thing, I don't know why they don't play that video with Joey Biden. I played it on the air showing we perpetrated the biggest fraud with the help of the Obama administration in the entire history. And you have to listen to that one. It's not a slip of the tongue. It was about two or three sentences I don't think he even knew the audience he was talking to. But that's what they, one of the things they should use for evidence with Joe Biden. That's in his own words. He said that. Why they don't do that, I do not know. But the second best thing is you got to take the Senate back, get two seats, or at least one, but hopefully two. So get 52 for the Republicans, and they can block a lot of this stuff. If not, folks, if they take control of the Senate, the end is near. I don't know the day or hour, but I can tell you it's on a slippery, slippery slope. But I'm believing that's not going to happen. It'll be stalemate because the Republicans at least take the Senate. So, again, if you'd like to have a complimentary consultation, get any of these reports or other information I've talked about, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation. That toll-free number, again, is 800-264-4963 or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. And remember this, you want to protect your money? We've got strategies in place. Got our tagline, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. Call our toll-free number. If you want to protect your freedom, you got to get informed, get educated, share this information with other people if you want to protect our freedom. And number three, the most important, that should be number one, is where are you going to spend eternity, heaven or hell? There's not one. There's not 50 ways to heaven. There's only one way, and that's through what? Repentance, asking forgiveness, and doing what? Accepting Jesus Christ as the God. He died on the cross for you and for me. He loves everyone. He wants all to come to repentance. But unfortunately, due to pride and ignorance, there could be some other reasons, many people will spend eternity in hell. Not by God's choice, your choice. So again, James 4:10, humble yourself before the Lord. Repent of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as the God. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Either he's the God or he's a lunatic or a liar. A man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and say, I won't go there next year. That's the most important decision you could possibly make. I have another radio show that I do on Sunday from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC called One Way Radio Network. Only one way to heaven. God loves you. We love you. I love you. He wants all to come to repentance. Now, once you become a believer, you still have old nature. But guess what? You will spend eternity in heaven. The most important decision you can make. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement. Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information, must-know fact, you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.